This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil urges Generation Z groups to contribute for making the March 5th election successful. Government decides to recall envoys from 11 countries. Political parties want the government to make more efforts to hold the election successfully. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he will meet his Russian counterpart in Hungary for Ukraine talks after a productive phone call. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has called on Generation Z groups to play an active role in ensuring the successful conduct of the upcoming House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5th, 2026. During a meeting at Sital Niwas with Prime Minister Sushila Karki, members of the interim government and Gen Z activists, the President said the election should be seen not merely as a political event but as a national campaign for transformation and a new chapter in Nepal's democratic history. According to his press advisor Kiran Pokharel, President Paudil expressed hope that the election would bring forward candidates committed to justice, good governance and national progress. He added that the formation of the current interim government itself was a result of the youth-led movement that sought transparency and accountability in governance. During the meeting, Prime Minister Sushila Karki praised the President for his leadership during the recent political crisis, describing him as a wise and dedicated leader. Meanwhile, Gen Z representatives reaffirmed that their movement supports social and economic justice, stands for democracy, federalism and inclusion, and pledged to participate in and support the election process while urging the government to address their outstanding demands to ensure a fair and inclusive poll. The government has decided to recall ambassadors from 11 countries, including China and the United States. According to Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Jagadish Kharel, the decision was made during Thursday's cabinet meeting held at Singhadarbar. The recalled ambassadors have been instructed to return to Nepal by November 6, 2025. Most of the recalled envoys were political appointees of the previous coalition government, while a few were career diplomats from the Foreign Service. In another decision, the Cabinet approved the master plan for the Tribhuvan University Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur and endorsed the process to call tenders for the second phase of construction. Minister Kharel said the first phase includes the installation of floodlights and construction of parapets with a seating capacity of 10,000 spectators. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal informed journalists that ongoing investigations into corruption cases are being carried out in full accordance with the law. Political parties have stressed the need for a continuous tri-party dialogue among the government, the Election Commission and political parties to ensure that the upcoming House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, 2026 is held in a free and fearless environment. The call came during an interaction organized by the Election Commission yesterday with representatives of 29 political parties. The meeting aimed to discuss preparations for the upcoming polls. Nepali Congress leader Min Biswakarma urged the government to address the sentiments of the recent Gen Z movement to create an environment atmosphere conducive to elections. Similarly, CPN-UML Vice Chair Guru Prasad Baral criticized the government's restrictions on political activities, including travel bans on leaders and limits on rallies, saying such measures hindered the creation of an election-friendly environment. He also demanded the rearrest of escaped prisoners and the confiscation of looted arms. Meanwhile, CPN Maoist Centre leader Dev Prasad Gurung said his party is ready to participate in the polls but accused the government of failing to take the political parties into confidence. He emphasized that national security must be guaranteed for the election to succeed. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has held a high-level meeting to address issues faced by victims of troubled financial cooperatives. The meeting held yesterday at the Prime Minister's office was attended by Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Anil Sinha, Ministry Secretaries, the Chairperson of the Problematic Cooperatives Management Committee, officials from the Cooperatives Regulations Authority and representatives of victims' depositories. During the discussion, Prime Minister Karki said that those involved in cooperative scams would not be spared and under any circumstances. She emphasized that victims must be repaid even if it requires auctioning the properties of those found guilty of fraud. In a separate incident, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has directed the relevant authorities to immediately resolve the issues raised by the protesting nurses. The Prime Minister, who also serves as the Health Minister, summoned Health Secretary Dr. Vikas Dubkota yesterday and instructed him to address the nurses' demands without delay and called for regular updates on the progress made. Nurses from Manipal and Gandaki medical colleges in Khaski are currently staging protests demanding that their salaries be aligned with fifth level pay scale as directed by the Ministry of Health. Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has emphasized that court services must not be halted even for a single day. The meeting was convened with the Board of Directors of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, and representatives from the Supreme Court to discuss alternative arrangements after the Kathmandu District Court building was damaged during the Gen Z demonstrations on September 9th. Chief Registrar of the Supreme Court, Bimal Paudil, had requested the government to allocate the CAN building in Bavarmahal as a temporary location for the court. The Civil Aviation Authority has agreed to provide its premises conditionally for the time being. The ongoing meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee is set to resume today at the party's central office in Sanepa, with members continuing discussions on contemporary political issues. The meeting, chaired by Acting President Purna Bahadur Khadka, began on October 14. Khadka briefed the members on the latest political developments, while General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa presented various proposals. During yesterday's session, central members expressed their views, and the process of gathering opinions from all members is still underway. In the opening session, Party President Sher Bahadur Deoba delivered a special address before delegating responsibilities to Vice President Khadka due to health issues. Meanwhile, a total of 147 central members of the CPN-UML have presented their views on the political report submitted by Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli during the party's ongoing 10th Central Committee meeting. According to the party's publicity department chief, Rajendra Gautam, each member was given 3 minutes to respond to the report. The meeting is being held in Jaulakhel, Lalitpur, after the party's Jaisal-based central office was damaged by arson and vandalism during the Gen Z protest on September 9. On the first day of the meeting, held on Wednesday, 50 central members shared their opinions. The next session of this meeting is scheduled for today. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has been honoured with the Hari Prasad Kalyani Rimal Sanchar Seva Puraskar. At a program organised by the Hari Prasad Kalyani Rimal Drama and Music Academy in Jamal yesterday, Academy Chairperson Professor Dr. Basudev Tripathi honoured Minister Kharel with a shawl, copper plaque and cash prize, recognizing his long-standing advocacy for the people and his contribution to journalism, particularly through television media. Similarly, singers Meera Rana and Dhiraj Rai were honored with the Hari Prasad Kalyani Rimal Special Drama and Music Award for their notable contributions to Nepal's music and performing arts. The awards are named after the late Hari Prasad Rimal, the first singer of Radio Nepal, and his wife Kalyani Rimal, and are presented annually to individuals making significant contributions in the fields of music, drama and media. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump has announced that he and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet again for talks on the war in Ukraine. In a post on social media on Thursday, Trump said the meeting will take place in Budapest within the next 2 weeks following what he described as a lengthy and productive phone conversation with Putin. The call comes just a day before Trump is scheduled to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington, where Zelensky is expected to renew his request for the United States to supply Tomahawk missiles, weapons that could allow Ukraine to strike deeper into Russian territory. This is the first known conversation between Trump and Putin since their summit in Alaska in August. Since then, Trump has been urging world leaders to stop purchasing oil from Russia as part of his pressure campaign. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the Terai regions of all provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that there currently is no influence of any significant weather system across the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Powdil urges Generation Z groups to contribute for making the March 5th election successful. Government decides to recall envoys from 11 countries. Political parties want the government to make more efforts to hold the election successfully. And US President Donald Trump says he will meet his Russian counterpart in Hungary for Ukraine talks after a productive phone call. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.